Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
What's up, Connor?
Oh, we're recording already?
I mean, why not?
Oh.
We could restart if you want
to. We didn't
to.
Do foreplay. Not like foreplay. In a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, we have been hanging out for the last like 20 minutes.
Wait, it's weird when there's like only two of us because it's like, who will we like look at?
Each other.
Oh no, I feel
we're,
so vulnerable.
We're not facing each other though. You're like, you're,
oh, do you want me to?
Your body language is away from me.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay, I do love your, let's see, New York Rugby League.
Thank you. It was, guess how much money it was? Go high.
$200.
Less.
$150.
$90.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's, it's not, from a guy who was running a table on Bedford Ave.
You're really good about the street sales.
Yeah, but is 90 good for this?
Not for a street sale, I don't think. But what does that say? Nobius?
Yeah, I hope it's an okay brand.
Only time will tell.
Time will
tell. Let me just say this. If a brand has enough money to be on a sports jersey, they're not good.
That's this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bad shirt.
No, it's a great shirt. I'm saying that any major corporation that has enough money to be a sponsor of a professional team.
What is this a sponsor of?
Well, I guess it's New York Rugby League, so
that's
maybe
real?
Not. I don't know.
I thought it was kind of like when H&M says, the bitch society. And it's just kind of like...
like when you find a crop top at Forever 21 that it's like, Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Like, oh, fuck.
It's like a fake organization. It's like, yeah, I'm in the bitch society.
Also, Forever 21 started doing this thing in like right before they went down. Are they still alive?
Because yes.
Remember they went bankrupt.
No. Things like that don't close. Like J. Crew, they've gone bankrupt so many times.
Yeah, totally.
They'll always be open.
Okay, well, so Forever 21, they used to do like NASA merch and like USPS.
I do remember this. I do, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would go there when I was, I don't know, like a teenager. It's really fun. Forever 21 is fun before you're 21. It's embarrassing after you're 21.
For sure.
It's like, what
for
are you sure. running from?
Yeah. Forever 21 if you're 16.
Like, be yourself. It's okay to be 27.
Yeah.
It's allowed. It's not a crime to be 27.
Forever 21 also had just had like so much shit and it was all, it's fast fashion. It's just like falling apart before you can even get out of the store.
You say that, but you know, if I pass a Zara, I'm going in.
Of course.
I'm going in to douse myself in Zara cologne. Because it's triggering.
Yeah.
As Bridget Foley says, sometimes you got to put your hand on the stove one more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel boring today. Are you mad?
Really?
Yeah.
You don't seem boring at all.
Seriously?
I do love that your socks are matching your shirt, though. That's
pretty exciting. I had gray socks on, and then I said, we're leaving money on the table. And then I put on green socks instead.
True.
Because I knew that I would take a picture in your full body length mirror.
Yes.
And it is funny the way you just moved I've never thought about solving a problem. Like, I was like, oh, this air conditioner's here. I'll have to, like, move my body.
No, you just got to move the fan.
I know. Like, there's two types of people in the world. People that move the fan and people that take bad selfies in front of the fan.
Wait, I found this. Did I send you this? I saw a TikTok yesterday that was, like, a book. It was, like, book recommendations for all of the different ENTJs and others.
No, who would you send? You sent it to a different gay guy.
I didn't send it to anybody. I couldn't remember if I sent it to you or not.
Do you have other, like, gay guy friends?
Racking my brain. I mean, we have other gay men that we are friends with.
Mm.
There's nobody.
Are there any other gay guys on your favorites list, like in your phone?
No, I don't think so.
That's cool.
I text you more than anybody, for what it's worth.
No, that's not true.
Well, Maddie, but you're up there.
I text you more than anybody but my dad.
Wow, I'm honored. I'm in good company. Anyway, so I was looking at the thing, and I can't remember what books were for me, but I was looking at yours, and one of them was Picture of Dorian Gray.
Gay.
There was a few that were like, I felt like it really would speak to you.
Okay.
I should have sent it to you. I don't know why I didn't.
I'm always looking to hold a book. So I love that. Right now I'm reading a book called Find Boundaries, Set Peace. That can't be right.
Set Boundaries, Find Peace.
Yes.
There we go.
I am reading a book called that. And
and how is it going?
Well, the first 25 pages were electric. I did really like it. I think it's too many examples. And it's like, I get the idea. Like sometimes those books, it's like, this could be a listicle. You know how like in screenwriting,
that's so true.
Screenwriting, they're always like, if this scene isn't, if it doesn't change anything, cut it.
Yeah.
And I feel like those books would benefit from a screenwriting podcast.
Yeah.
To like, it's edit. Like,
yeah. Maybe have a little, just, you know, move the plot along a little bit, or the, yeah.
I realize that, like, I feel like I have a breakdown every time someone asks me a question or to make a decision or to have a choice.
Every time?
It's, like, so overwhelming.
Okay.
And it's, like, it doesn't have to be this way.
Wait, not to out you as ADHD on the pod, but your therapist said this to you?
My therapist, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love.
Hot name.
Wow.
He is married, which is probably for the best.
Gay? And
he is gay.
He's gay married. Wow. Married.
He's gay married. That's what we want. They're like, so I'll call it gay marriage. No, it is gay marriage.
They're gay married.
It's not the same. It's not the same at all because we're confused by it. And that's the weirdest part. He does live in Midtown, because one time I wanted to say something about Midtown. I said, wait, so, but before I said, I was like, wait, do you live in Midtown? He said, yes. And I said, okay, cool. And then it moved on and didn't say it. Midtown is so broad. It's like, which one?
Yeah.
Which part?
Midtown is probably the biggest area in the city, no?
I'm like, so if you live in Lincoln Center, that's gorgeous.
That's way different than Midtown East.
If you go to Juilliard, that's so cool. If you go to Juilliard, you probably live in Midtown.
If you live, like, right above the park, I guess that's fancy. I don't know if I would, like, if you had one of those really fancy apartments that overlooks Central Park, but it's at, like, the south end of the park. So, like, when you get out, you're, like, in the
60s.
No, not even, like, 57th or whatever it is. That's, like, course. Right at the bottom. I guess, like, the plaza's right there.
You're describing Nordstrom. Nordstrom's right there.
Yeah. So, like, if you lived there, technically you would have, like, a really fancy apartment overlooking Central Park, but, like, then you step out your door and you're, like, in Midtown.
Wait, I need to think extensively about this, because I hear what you're saying, but I'm just like, I think that if you were able to afford one of those apartments, it's like...
You wouldn't go outside.
It's not about Fort Greene Park to you. It's not about the farmer's market. Like, you're living in some other universe of, like, that I can't even conceptualize.
Where right it's, now. Like, not about... Yeah, I guess that's true.
And it's like, I'll see you in hell, okay? You fucking loser.
That's one of my favorite things that people say. I'll see you in hell. Like, there's such an admittance. I'll be there, too. I'll see you in hell.
I don't know. I've, like, someone explained Nietzsche to me not long ago, okay. And I've felt weird ever since.
Nietzsche in, like, is that, like...
There's nothingness.
Nihilism?
Yes. You know about this? Yeah. That at the end, there's nothing.
Who taught you about this? Lawyer?
It was my lawyer.
Your mom?
No.
Oh.
My mom is a lawyer. This is some guy who's a lawyer.
The guy who's a lawyer. Okay.
A man who's a lawyer.
And... Why is he teaching you about this?
I don't know. If you know about nihilism, keep it to yourself. Like, keep it to yourself. I'm Catholic. I'm Christian.
You know what? I feel that nihilism, intense nihilism, is such a... That's such a, like, immature take. No shade.
Way to have no imagination at
all. Yeah, way to not even just have some optimism or care.
I know. We always talk about people who are obsessed with Lucifer. What about nihilism? I think that's worse.
It's also, like, people that are incredibly nihilistic like that and just, like, don't want to believe in anything, it feels a bit selfish.
I know.
Nothing matters. Nothing that we do matters.
To not at least pretend.
Yeah, or just, like, there are things that matter, you know?
And it's like, so when you look into my eyes, you don't see the eternity. You don't see forever. That's hard to to reason with.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
You don't think me and my dad are gonna sit in a garden forever?
What was that? In Curb, there's, like, an episode where he's Cheryl wants him to say that they'll be together for eternity, and he's like, well, I don't know. It's an eternity. Like, I don't know if there is an afterlife. And then she's like, okay, well, I don't like the way you're saying that.
See, I think I do believe this. I talk about this sometimes I'm not going to call stand-up comedy anymore. I think that's too much pressure.
What do you mean?
When we stand in front of people.
Shut up.
When we speak.
It is comedy.
I sometimes talk about, like, how I can't date an atheist. And I do think that...
I love that.
To be an atheist is not hot. Like, that's not a hot thing to be. It's stressful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel nurturing. It feels... Yeah. And it doesn't feel like you have an imagination.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you don't think we're going to be together forever. That's a hard opinion to have. And it's like, could you just pretend?
Yeah. I feel bad for people... I don't know. It would feel... I mean, maybe some people are probably very comfortable in that feeling and they don't need it. Anything else, but I feel bad for anybody that has chosen that but doesn't feel comforted by it.
Do you think we know atheists? I can't think of one. Is your dad an atheist?
No, very Catholic.
Ugh.
Ugh.
No, I like that. If that sounded negative, I was like, fucking good. The last good man out there.
Wait, I was going to ask you something about what you just said. Can't recall. Anyway, you see any boys clubs this week? You got any boys clubs to talk about?
Okay, so I went to New Jersey. My parents my mom has a house there. And so I went and I...
The breadwinner has a house there. That's good.
She has a house. My dad is there much of the summer. I always say there's two seasons of the year. There's because my dad is a teacher, technically. So there's like one season where I can call him anytime and the other season where I can call him after business hours. Those are the two seasons. So we're in the season where I can
and
call
after
him.
Business hours is still 3 in the afternoon.
3:15. Yeah. Actually like 2:50. I meant to look up his schedule. I always ask him in September, I'm like, can you send me your like schedule this year?
And he's like, he's setting boundaries and finding peace. And being like, you can't call me.
I know. I hate that.
You should send him the book.
I should share it with him after, I know. That's funny. You would love this. You actually don't need it maybe. I think you set boundaries pretty good.
I was just talking to my therapist about that today, about setting boundaries.
Wait, can we talk about your therapy session? You never talk about it, and I tell you everything about therapy.
Well, I'm not going to disclose, but it was what we were talking about last night.
You're really good at, privatizing. That's not the right word. At, like, keeping your therapy to yourself, whereas, like, I do a gestalt chair activity one time and tell you all about it.
I like that, though. I mean, I was sharing a lot with you last night. I don't think you'd say that on the pod, either.
Yeah, no, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, I just said it on the pod.
But nobody... Yeah, but nobody knows what you were saying.
Okay, so last note.
Just FYI, boys, the best work is done offline.
It's funny because he was asking questions about, I was like, so-and-so's in the chair, and he's like, asking all these questions, and I was describing it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm such a good writer. He's like, what's his hair like? And I was like, it's got too much hair gel. And it's like, oh my God, what a gorgeous character description. That's a great character description.
What's his hair like? It's got too much hair gel. Wow.
What's his hair like? Too much gel.
Don't let him rest.
Wait, it's actually funny interaction because he's like, what's his hair like? And I was like, well, he would always get a cut. And he's like, he said, no, what's it like right now in the chair? And it's like, and there was something about the way he said that, because I always think when a man can, or whatever, anyone really, a man can like simplify things, it's the hottest thing in the world.
Okay, are you falling for your therapist?
No.
Okay, good.
He hates me.
Good.
That's what works between us. He said I'm making like incredible progress.
It's good that he can't be charmed by you in a certain way.
No, he's annoyed by me.
Good.
He said to me, and I think you tried to bring this up earlier, he said, well, so as you know, you have ADHD, right? And I was like, no one's ever told me that before, but I assume I do because you have a degree.
This is a professional, yeah.
Yeah. So that was like hard to grapple with. You have this whole thing that your parents never got you tested for.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Do you feel like it's affecting your... I feel like you... But you... I do know that your mind is capable of going galaxy brain, and you can kind of go all over the place, but...
Oh, I thought you were going to say greatness.
But your mind isn't capable of greatness. No, but you...
Wait, galaxy brain, you made that up?
No.
Go on.
Isn't that what... It's like... I'm everywhere.
I've heard that before, and I've listened to people.
But I also think that you are really capable of getting your work done, and I don't even ever think you're like... I mean, maybe that's, I don't know. That's maybe simplifying ADHD, but like,
yeah,
I guess I don't know.
My parents used to say, well, actually, this story is pretty telling. I said, why did you never get me tested for things a long time ago? And they said, well, you were pretty all over the place. They didn't know the term galaxy brain. They didn't have the verbiage. Like, where I'm from, we don't have
They
that
weren't
word.
Writers.
That's like German.
They don't say that kind of stuff in Philly. Nobody's saying galaxy brain in Philly.
It's like, we don't have siestas here. And also in Savannah, they have galaxy brain. They're dreamers. In Philly, no one has, we don't know enough to have galaxy brain. We don't have dreams like that.
I learned that in New York, though. They don't have that in Savannah either.
We don't look at the stars. We look up and we see pollution. Like, mm-hmm. It's different. So, but my parents were like, well, you were kind of all over the place, but you would always be able to sit down and watch The Wizard of Oz. In completion.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and say that it's GADHD.
Wait, that could be like an internet personality that's like kind of dumb but really takes off. Like
GADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay, but you were at the shore.
I was at the shore and it was...
And you yelled at some teens.
I did yell at teens, and I think people were like mad at me that I yelled at teens, but like here's what I'm going to say to you.
I'm yelling at teens all the time.
Wait, do you teach teens now?
Technically not teens. They're 12.
Preteens.
But I did get in a fight with the middle schooler.
You
I told
teach
you about 12 that.
12 year olds?
Right? Yeah.
Your kids are aging so fast.
5, 7, and 12. Three teams.
Oh my God. You are Maria Von Trapp. You got every age.
I got them all. Yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch. That's the second time I've done that.
The Brady Bunch?
You said Von Trapp and I said Brady Bunch.
Well, that's consistent.
Wow.
Sometimes when I'm listening to the pod, you'll say something and in my head I'll think this something and then I'll hear myself say it and
that's
I'll be like,
so funny.
That's so consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Galaxy
brain.
The brain
is the galaxy is consistent.
The galaxy is, yeah. Wait, what?
I think
my
biggest
kids.
Barrier, this is inappropriate to getting work done, is my addiction to sex. I think that we'd have to cut this. Actually, don't cut it. I don't care. There are certain days, and I think that this is like where it's like, oh wait, how did I jerk off for 90 minutes and I'm paying my rent? It's the middle of the day. When are you gonna write a feature? When are you gonna do anything worth?
And sure.
It's bad.
I think that there's but I think that's also a very normal part of writer's block when you're just like finding anything else to do.
I know. And then these people are actually my therapist.
There's so many writers that talk about jerking off.
They do?
Yeah.
I hate writers.
Writers talk about it all the time. That they
name one writer.
Script notes, they talk about that. And
those boys.
Yes. And there's this other podcast called, Typical Disgusting, I think it is. And it's these Family Guy writers. And they talk about that too. Like, they're like, dude, anytime I have to go write, like finally sit down to write like an episode, it's like, yeah, like I jerk off and then it's like, oh, I guess now I'll do this. And like, oh, fuck, I ran out of time.
This is so gross and I don't know if this is too much. It's not. Sometimes jerking off, it's kind of like you have an open trash bag in the kitchen and you're like, someone's got to take this out. We're not going to get anything done until this is taken out.
Totally.
And you're just like, yeah, I have to take this out.
Yeah.
And then
it's
kind of
like
out.
Having to pee. It's like, I can't focus until I'm done peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I have to pee, yeah. I can't do anything but pee. Yeah. It's okay. I think that's a really normal part of being...
Yeah, and then these people are trying to tell me I'm asexual, which is incredible. I'm sure we have some of those listeners.
But yeah, but my therapist I don't think it's you. Yeah.
I don't think it's me. No.
Okay. Did I tell you this already that I got in a fight with a teen?
Which one?
Not somebody I coach. Some other kid. He like... I like kicked his... Something happened where they were like kind of on our field and then like he ran into me or something and he was like, bro, move. And I was like, whoa, dude,
absolutely
relax.
Not.
And then he was like... Yeah, he like yelled at me and I was like, you are literally a child.
No. What were you actually like?
I said, whoa, relax. And then I like turned to his coach and was like, can we talk to these guys about some respect, please?
What did the coach say?
He just kind of was like, sorry.
Who's the coach?
I don't know.
What's his age?
30s, maybe.
I fucking hate him. Wait, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
That was the end of it?
Well, yeah, then we had to start practice.
Feels like the beginning of it.
Yeah, and then I had to turn around and be like, what's up, girls? Who's ready to play soccer?
Wait, I think this is a major issue. I don't like that. Wait, that's not okay. And that's why men think they can do whatever they want.
But another, I know. But then another kid on the team afterwards came up to me and said, hey, I'm really sorry about him. I know. And I said, thanks, man.
Oh my Have God. A great day. And then you were like, Obama 2008.
I was
change.
Like, yeah, you are going to be the you are the future, my friend. You are the future.
See, like the first kid is going to one day try to kick me off a squat rack.
Yeah.
That's, we stop him now.
I know. We have to really nip that in the bud. But you yelled at some teens too. We don't have to talk about it, but
no, we're talking about it. Okay, so I was at the shore.
And so Connor and I are out here waging war on teenagers.
I don't know if this is, we can cut this, but it's not. Everyone in this story is probably a white Trumper.
Yeah.
Is that helpful information?
I think
all
so.
White teenagers on bikes, yep. Bicycles, important information.
On the Jersey Shore.
On the Jersey Shore. There's not a single Biden flag because that would be so ugly. But there's a ton of Trump flags.
And nobody's riding for Biden that way.
We're not we're not doing that.
People are backed into a corner with him.
I know. I just want someone to sit down Gen Z and be like, we are going to have a president is the problem. Like, we will have one for sure. It's we will. We've never not.
Yeah.
We're going to have one.
Yeah.
So no one's excited about it, but I'm excited about the not. And sometimes I read this article and it was like, Biden doesn't have to be better than the Almighty. He just has to be better than the alternative.
And
it was written by a woman. And that woman was Liz Smith, Pete Buttigieg's campaign woman who I see in the gym.
Oh, wow. Keeping up with her work. Yeah, that's it's really tough that that's the spot we're in.
I know. And one day.
When the alternative is literally a fucking psychopath.
Yes, I know. Remember how scary it was at the beginning of COVID where no one knew what was happening? I don't want that.
Yeah.
I know he's not great, but like, we need a president.
Yeah.
I keep talking about Biden. Like, I feel like I was the first person on Exploration Live to bring up that we have a government. I feel like I disillusioned that whole community.
Yeah, it's tough. But anyway, these Trumpy teens.
So there's these Trumpy motherfuckers. These Trumpy motherfuckers. So like, we're in my house. My parents are extremely old. They can barely go up and down the stairs.
They're both 50.
They're super.
60s?
60.
Yeah.
6-0, not to out. They had me when they were 40. And
wow.
So, yeah.
So you're 20.
My mom outs my age every year on Facebook. Like she doesn't remember things. Like she keeps sending me Tootsie Pops and it's like, I don't eat these anymore unless you send them to me. I do.
When did you stop eating them?
I'm nervous. Well, I do eat them now whenever people send them to me, but I won't buy them for myself.
Like, okay.
So, but like.
Totally. Yeah.
Because I'm like, my teeth will fall out. But I'm like, and she.
Wait, really quick. You know who I was talking to last night who said, you look so handsome these days?
Who?
Vince.
Said that to you.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Just said, oh, he just looks so handsome these days.
Wait, about you?
About you. Oh my. I said, I'll tell him you said that. Connor pronounced dead.
He's the only person I care about. Wait, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he was, like, celebrating my body before... Actually, no one else does. Before anyone, still. So, yeah. Like, no one else is.
He said, you look so good. And I said, I know.
Wait.
And then we were both talking about how you just continue to have glow up.
What's going on with everyone else?
That they're not seeing what you're capable of?
I feel like people are not...
Sleeping on you.
People are sleeping on me.
Industry, baby. Bum, bada, bada, bum.
That you're industry, baby, and then I'm Kelly Clarkson, invincible. No, I'm not a scared little girl no more. What was I running for?
Big girls don't cry.
There's nothing like being a woman holding in her emotions.
Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time, where it's like stiff upper lip. Because as women, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice.
Okay, so you and these teens.
That's really nice. Thank you for telling me that.
Of course. I forgot to tell you yesterday.
I'm going to have like a list of affirmations. That's going to be all the things. It's going to be like development. compliment from all the reasons to keep going. You need that in your phone.
Yeah,
you need a list of reasons to keep going.
Reasons to keep going.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they're hard to find. So I'm at the shore, and my parents are extremely old, and they're watching Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
I love that movie.
Great movie. Rose Byrne, incredible.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
I
remember loving this line as a kid in high school when I saw it, where shout out my friend Laura, I remember us singing that together, and she's like, I'm going to chop your dick off and staple to your forehead like a limp dick unicorn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's like a real, it's such a good star vehicle for her,
mm-hmm.
And Rose Byrne is so funny.
So good.
And there was one, I obviously like read reviews of it after because I'm annoying. But one review that I really liked, it said, it doesn't make any more sense than it has to, which I like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that I think for people who are like, we're not Lord of the Rings writers.
Yeah.
But we should feel empowered to like venture out and write write crime stories.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't need to make any more sense.
It just needs to be simple. And they're getting the bad guys. And that's, yeah.
Yeah. It's like funny. And it's just like, it's great.
Yeah.
And then of course I went on like a whole rabbit hole of like, Rose Byrne and her husband's, because they're in it together, and he's the hottest person I've ever seen other than you, and,
and thank
their
you.
Whole story and their whole past together.
Wait, what is who's her husband?
Bobby, don't make me say it.
Okay.
Bobby Cannavale, gorgeous.
Okay, I'm looking into
gorgeous.
I'm looking into this. Okay, wait, tell us about your
Okay, so they were watching this movie, and then these kids started setting off firecrackers, like teens from like right in front of the house, like firecrackers that were like in a thing.
That's gonna be a no.
And then it went on for like a good 30 seconds. You know how I feel about firecrackers. We are anti-war but pro-veteran, and we're anti all animals except for dogs, and dogs and veterans, like that's no.
Yeah.
And then I was also like, this is terrifying, like you're just like random kids and like this could hit my father. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
So then,
who was inside? Oh wait, this guy,
I think he's so hot.
Really?
Wait, you're not looking at good fic pictures. His publicist needs to update that main photo. If your publicist is letting the first photo of you be ugly, fire them.
He just looks kind of random.
Wait, no, I swear he's so not.
I believe you. Okay, sorry, I'm derailing.
Would Rose Byrne date a random guy? You're disrespecting
point.
Me and Rose Byrne.
Good point, good point, good point.
What do me and Rose Byrne have in common? Disrespect from you that you don't trust either of us.
Listen, your track record is not good.
Too much hair, Joe. I agree. I totally agree.
Okay, anyway, you're worried about your father who is inside.
Worried about my father.
But might get hit by a
firecracker. And then the kids were just like biking around screaming, I've been shot, like as a joke. And then I said, walked out. Okay, so
you walked out on the front porch.
I'll tell the whole story. So okay. I honestly was like, can we call the cops? Like, I'm not into this. To be fair, this is a 99% white town in New Jersey. These are Trumpy teens.
Yeah.
I think you can still call the cops on them to be like, get the fuck out. And then everyone's like, don't call the cops. And I was like, so I'm in this situation where like, I'm told I can't do anything to protect my family because they're telling me I can't call the cops. I don't know if you've seen Mulan, but a faithful daughter will go to great lengths to protect her father. So I walk outside and I'm kind of just like in disbelief of this. This
sure.
movie is on, the magic of cinema, anything's possible. If Melissa McCarthy can go and be a spy, why can't I be a
right,
hero?
Right.
So I just screamed, I said, can you kindly fuck off to them? And then I just screamed like, fuck you. And they're like literally teenagers, sorry. And then everyone got so upset, like we're like mad. Like my dad was so weird about it. They were like literally mad at me. Like, and which made me mad because it was like, sorry that, first off, if you had let me just call the cops, then I would have been able to have control over the situation.
Sure.
So you denied me of that. Second of all, I will never apologize for being a ruthless, fearless fucking bitch. And that's why I'll be a good father.
Yeah.
Because I will shoot you.
Protect and protect your family.
And you too.
And me, thank you.
No, literally I will.
Yeah. You could, you know what my move always there is? I always go, hey, fellas, can we get out of here? Wait, there's something about calling them fellas that always gets them to be like, what?
Fellas?
Fellas, it's time to go.
Fellas, people live here. You got to go.
Yeah.
Wait, that's funny.
Yeah.
And it was also just like, why? I don't know.
Did you say anything to them before you told them to fuck off?
Can you kindly fuck off?
So your two instincts in this situation were to tell them to fuck off or to call the police. Not just like, you guys mind taking that elsewhere, please? We're trying to watch a movie. We got some babies and some elderly in here.
Nico, you've got to be a freelance therapist. You should work for the UN, just de-escalating situations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
My dad says when I was a kid that I would oftentimes be in the right, but I would have such a meltdown that it's yeah. like, no, you're in the wrong because you threaten their family. You took it from 0 to 100.
You're like, what happened to Connor? He's got those kids in the basement now. He's just playing. He's playing leftist propaganda for them in a basement.
But like, Nico, it is so rare that you rise to the occasion and have the opportunity to say, "Can you kindly fuck off?"
I love that you threw in the kindly. Did they say anything back to you?
They looked so confused in a way that made me feel powerful.
For sure, because they were like, they didn't know any. I mean, it worked, I guess, because if all of a sudden you're biking and then somebody just a man comes out on there, an adult man. 30-year-old man.
Don't slur me like that. How dare you? On my own podcast, in my home.
Comes out on the porch and says, can you kindly fuck off? Yeah, you'd probably be like, we should leave. There's a crazy man in the house.
It all comes back to the scene that we talk about all the time.
You know what else you could have done? We just walk out there and start going, 5, 4, 3, and they're just, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here.
They looked like so confused. I will always protect my family.
Yeah.
I will always. Apparently no one else.
And yeah, where were Sean and Nathan?
Sean was in Washington, D.C., and Nathan was not helping. And then didn't talk to me the rest of the weekend. I don't know if he was mad or not, or just an introvert. I can't tell.
The rest of the weekend?
And then I called him yesterday, and I didn't even answer. And it's like, are people mad at me for defending our family?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Defending our family's honor?
Have you talked to your dad?
Yes.
Have you talked to your mom?
Yes.
They're not still mad at you?
No, they don't really care. I think they were like totally mad and later like, don't do that again. But it's like, well, what are you doing? What are you? Here's the thing. I do appreciate, and I think that this is, you have this too. Like, there's like a, Nico, we haven't been stifled just yet. Like, we really haven't. Like, and I think that's why we have a podcast. And anyone that's listening knows that. We have one.
Yeah.
So listening to it. But like, we haven't given up. We still have, like, our raw emotion.
There's a fire.
There's still the flame is still, the Maccabees. I don't know enough to talk about that, but the flame is still going inside of us.
Yeah. And there's not so, it's not caged.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, I need to assert control over the situation, obviously.
Were they just like loud and bothering you?
The firecrackers were earnestly, it's terrible. I hate that. It was like, had to be a minute, and then someone posted on the Facebook. Of course, there's a Facebook group about how their dogs were really scared
of the
after the fact. But I was like,
yeah,
I bet they were. I bet the dogs were terrified.
There's also some veterans.
I know, and
in
also
the area.
Veterans. Yeah. Also, like, I'm sorry, I don't know if you speak about that either. But
okay, I'm laughing at you like going out on the porch like a battered dog. You're like.
There was this moment where I walked out and I saw it all happening, and it was kind of just like. And then it's just like it came up through me
like a dragon, just
and I couldn't stop it. And then I was like, "Why am I single?" That was so hot that I did that, like crazy. It was like, I'm gonna say it. There's nothing wrong with being gay. This was super masculine.
Wow.
Which like not that has anything to do with being gay, but like this was super like, and he's a side. But what's a time where in your life where you ruined a teen's night?
Well, I don't know if I've ruined a teen's night. I've definitely gotten mad at some. I've gotten mad at. There was one time when my brother had some friends over and they were being really loud in the driveway playing basketball, and I was like so close to being like, "Can they get the fuck out of here?" And then my parents were like, can you relax? And I was like, all right. But I didn't yell at them.
But I love that.
But I feel like there is to be anonymous and to yell at teens you don't know is totally different. They were in your house. They were outside the house, but they were like Noah's friends, so.
Wait, we can't talk about race relations on this. It's hard to not. Here's my thing with this whole situation. I've thought this before. I think this is about like where I went to high school.
Yeah.
We live in a world, especially like this is maybe too heavy for the pod. And it's like, I'm not actually doing anything to fix this, but it is like the worst type of person is that person.
Yeah.
This is a teenager setting off fireworks it's a super Trumpy town.
Yeah.
Being chaotic, being ridiculous. And it's like, if that person looked any different.
Yeah.
Would this be allowed?
Totally not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
There was a whole issue like where, I don't know, like that. Yeah. Like that's not why I did this.
Right.
I'm not saying that's why I did this, but like those types of people, those are the worst fucking guys.
Yeah.
And fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe there's a part of you that is
a good person.
Well, there's a lot of you that's a good person. I'm saying maybe there's a part of you that's trying to heal an old wound when you know, at that age, you wouldn't have had the courage to tell those type of guys to fuck off. But now.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
I'm not saying that excuses it, but I'm saying that that is maybe part of it.
I was thinking I really want to get a light blue and pink.
Okay.
Hoodie.
Wow. And supporting so the community.
So when I walk, because here's the thing. Okay. It's so crazy. I'm sorry. But it's true. Or just like literally like I don't want to wear a Biden hoodie. That's crazy. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But like I literally walk around this town. There's Trump flags everywhere. There's not like a single other thing. I'm like that. I don't. Obviously, like Trumpers are just very loud and strange.
Yeah.
Like who? First off, a flagpole is ugly. Period. We're not at summer camp.
Period.
We're not on an army barrack.
Period.
Don't want to hang a flag. Or it says U.S. like border patrol. It's just like very crazy. The craziest people.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, that's weird. I don't like running around this. And you see them, and you like don't do literally anything. You need to just like, because at least someone who's like a fucking queer freak that's there, I want them to be like, hey, I'm a leader in the queer community.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
I have a podcast. I have a voice.
We're part of the queer media.
We're the Fifth Estate.
We're the Fifth Estate. Title. I love that.
Podcasts are the Fifth Estate. We decided.
Let's make the rest of the episode about that.
Yeah. I mean, podcasts are the Fifth Estate.
We are the Fifth Estate.
And because especially right now, we cannot trust our you know, typical media.
President, Congress, government, media, us.
The Fifth Estate.
The Fifth Estate.
The podcast. Specifically queer podcasts.
And if you don't know what that means at home, I'll explain to you what Nico explained to me yesterday, which is that this estates hold each other accountable.
Yes.
And that's why the media used to be the Fourth Estate before ESPN went all rogue as such.
And Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, and the New York Times has been continually doing bad coverage of all kinds of things.
And Rachel Maddow actually does want to scare us, so I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
First, totally.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So your boys club, you're down at the shore.
Wait, so what's yours?
Okay, my boys club for this week is this. Okay, so did you hear about that guy who was the kicker for the Chiefs?
Of course I did.
Harrison Butker?
Yes.
Who said crazy shit at like a graduation?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can already see the fire in your eyes. So he is part of this he was asked to speak at this conference called the Stronger Men's Conference, which is like a...
Since doing that?
I don't know the timeline, to be honest, but it's part of his whole vibe. But it's this Stronger Men's Conference is run by these two like evangelical like preacher dudes, and it's basically just a men's conference to like be a man in the way of God. And so it's like all these like speeches and crazy shit, but he was one of the like speakers at it.
That's crazy.
That's a real boys club.
Why are men, first off, it is, there's nothing manly about going to a conference. that's not manly as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally
had like monster trucks. It's crazy.
I don't know.
Wait, I'm literally going to show you a video from it. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. They have like speakers come and be like, I don't know, just talk. But he was one of the speakers. Did you see any of his speech from the?
I saw clip like sound bites.
Yeah, where he was like
quotes.
What did he say about Pride Month?
He said it was
It was like
an
evil,
abomination, or something like that.
And it's which like
that I totally kind of can get behind. I'm like, it is too long. It's like super good for him to say it. Well, can
But he said pride in the that it was like a sinful whatever. Boo.
Okay, so my complaint, can I make it about Taylor Swift?
Please.
I was annoyed about Travis Kelce.
Okay.
But my mom said I was wrong, which is fine.
What were you annoyed about for him?
Okay, so Travis Kelce, he's on the Chiefs. So the thing with the Chiefs is that that's where Travis Kelce is as well. And so I obviously Googled Travis Kelce. Chiefs, this guy.
Yeah.
Just be like, what's Travis Kelce saying? Travis Kelce was like, I don't agree with him, but I really relate to how much he loves his family. That's fine. And then he said something along the lines of, you can't judge a person for their beliefs. And I was like, straight. What? That. Thank you. 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 My mom's wrong. I think that it's like a very, thank you, straight man. I'm not going to say ally, straight man who is trying to be an ally, but is not, because it's like, well, those that's beliefs where, are demonizing people.
This is when straight men fall apart, is that they are able to be like allies up until they have to confront another straight man about it. Incapable of doing that.
I know.
I don't know any straight man in my life who I've seen pass that test.
So you're saying that this man, because he believes being gay is a sin and that women should like, are like a lesser people that I'm not saying lesser that shouldn't work, but like, I guess you could make that argument. I don't know. That are like people that shouldn't work.
Yeah.
That's not, like, these are horrible. That's not
those are bad values.
You can't judge him for having that belief.
Yeah. I think people misunderstand, like, what that means. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't judge somebody for, like, if they believe in God or they believe in Allah or they believe in whatever. Like, you shouldn't judge that. But, like, you can absolutely judge when somebody has fucked up values.
It's privilege city.
It's privilege city.
You know what it comes back to, though? And it comes back. Okay, so like 2012, when like, sorry, this is a different election. But like gay marriage, my marriage,
yeah,
my therapist's marriage,
yeah,
used to be a political issue. Mm-hmm. And that I never, it bothered me so much when people call it a political issue, because it's like these are human rights.
Yeah.
Now I think you make that same case of like gender affirming care, where everyone's sure obsessed with gay marriage and wants to be invited to gay
marriage.
And
abortion. These are, yes, human rights issues.
These are human rights. Yes. And like that, but people are like, oh, politics. I don't want to talk about politics. And it's like, that's not.
It's not politics.
And if you call it politics, you live in a
bubble,
cushy privileged bubble, and I don't want to talk to you. And yeah. I think Travis Kelce, like, obviously I would take a bullet for Taylor Swift right now. I want to, actually, and so we could meet.
Wait, what was that New York Times? Wait, really quick, I'm going to show you this crazy ass. This is the Stronger Men's Conference.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, there's lanyards. When you're in the presence of the Lord, powerful things happen. God, whatever you have for me, I want to hear it. Help me to grow, because I want to be a stronger man. They need Finasteride. That was crazy! Oh, no. I'm not a white guy. What God did in your life, it's meant to impact the world around you. It's meant camo, to be stolen valor. That's the plan of God for you. We can change and impact the world because we serve the strong man, Jesus Christ. He says, I will go with you. Behold, I'm with you always. I'm going to give you strength. Never leave any warfare the same way as you entered it, because you've been through something. That is like screenwriting, though.
Isn't that nuts? Well, that's why I was looking into it. Time of adversity, when you're getting
criticized, when you're not sure what your future is, it's tough then to say. He's not hot, right? You've done
that. No, he's not hot.
No, I'm sorry. What have you learned from that? And what does it look like to say to the Lord, yeah,
all for you? So my entire career. That crazy guy was talking at it. Okay, so literally they have like monster trucks. It's fucking nuts.
That is really scary.
Yeah. And for the boys at home, you just heard the audio, but basically, also they have 4,000 Instagram followers.
How do you explain
which
to
is
your,
crazy because
there's so many people there.
But it's like these men are not on Instagram, I guess.
What do you say
these
to
are Facebookers.
Family? It's like, hey, can you watch the kids this weekend?
I'm going to the Stronger Men's Conference.
I'm taking, I imagine, a plane or a bus. I feel like they're commuting.
I forget where it was.
Guys,
I don't
be careful on Amtrak. You never know who the person next to you, where they're going.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
But it also was kind of giving like student union board in yeah. a way where it's like, welcome to Penn State Thon.
This is a dance marathon.
We're raising money for
stronger men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all like under the guise of being
Christian.
Wait,
we can't talk shit about Jerry Seinfeld, right?
Why not?
Because he's our community.
Well, he is a pedophile.
Okay, let's do it. So I actually didn't read the whole quote, but he said something weird about like masculinity. Why do people think masculinity is under attack? I don't think that it is under attack. I don't think that's true. I think I've never... Masculinity, people are still masculine.
Yeah.
People are still like, but it's masculine. Now like nurturing and kindness can be part of being masculine. Yeah. And that's the attack. That's the attack. That's what I don't understand.
People are dumb. Masculinity is not under attack. Men, capital M, are... not under attack either, but like the idea of like what that means socially and like what we expect of people who identify as men is changing, and men are feeling like they don't want to change.
Now, question for Jerry. Did Jerry now with
So Jerry, if you're listening, write in.
He just to be clear on the masculinity scale, he is masculine or
I
not?
I don't know. I mean, that's up to him.
Of Jerry Seinfeld,
yeah, I'm not like the guy from the B movie. Yeah.
I don't know that he screams
yeah.
masculine.
I don't know. I mean, obviously he created one of the best television shows of all time. Of course. I think Larry David has a lot to do with that too, though. And, you know, obviously he's massive. But, I mean, like, he literally was dating a 17-year-old when he was 38. That's fucking
insane.
Gross.
I won't date a 26-year-old.
She might be younger, honestly. Like, she might have been younger. He was picking her up from school.
No, that's really upsetting.
Yeah, at 38.
Why are people crazy? Fame, I guess it's all people.
But fame really makes people weird.
Rattles people.
Yeah.
It's like, you have Raya.
Yeah.
Relax.
I also feel like there's that same thing of, like, they weren't cool at the time, but because they didn't go through therapy and didn't understand, like, that you just need to move on from that and like move forward. They get all this power and fame, and now those people would care about them. So then they go back into that world because they want that stuff.
Oh my God. Wait, that's dark.
Yeah.
Let's sit with that for a second.
I feel like that's the reason, like, a lot of, I don't know.
So that's probably a movie, right? Anything.
Could be.
Okay.
But I don't know that anybody would watch a movie about a pedophile. That's a really,
it would have to show up in a different way.
Really tough character to care about.
Could it be that it was a loser guy? And now it's more like he's part of the cool guys.
Isn't that kind of what 21 Jump Street is a little bit? They go back and then like,
isn't
he?
You're right. Okay, so a loser girl. She goes,
a loser they them.
They're like, no one's done this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, valid.
Okay, so anyway, my boys club is the Stronger Men's Conference.
Poor Larry David is out here apologizing for probably everybody he's ever met. Because he's like, he's got Jerry on one side. He's got Cheryl on the other. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She is standing her husband now.
Cheryl.
Like, I don't want to, like, give her, like, a hard day.
Wait. My dad sent me this. This was crazy. Hold on. Let me find it.
We obviously love Cheryl. Wait, is this a negative episode? If it's negative, then I'm sorry that you live in a world.
Negative.
You live in a world and, like...
It's not even negative. Hold on. Let me look where my... okay. Okay, no, my mom sent this. From a morning roundup, it said, 2024 election, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. criticized the removal of Confederate monuments as, quote, destroying history, adding there is heroes in the Confederacy who didn't have slaves. What? He's crazy. My mom said, this guy is crazy, all capitals. Crazy.
Okay, that's, like, not a good situation. We need to protect Cheryl Hines.
I know. Get her out of there. She's such a talent.
We're so feminist that we're like, she's actually a captive.
She is maybe being held captive.
We're worried. We're like, there's no way that she's bad.
Yeah.
We need to save. That's the movie.
Saving Cheryl Hines.
It writes itself. Act one, this.
Connor and Nico are shaving Cheryl Hines. It's 60 minutes. We're undercover journalists. It's like Lisa said last time. It's us for figuring out how to be journalists.
Wait, that's funny. We'll solve any crime by dinner time. And Cheryl Hines would just be excited to be, I don't know, she's to have work. And that's hard.
It's really, yeah.
You can never predict who's going to fall in love with a crazy person. And like me and Cheryl Hines, what we have in common
is electric energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to do just Stahl's chair with her husband.
I know. Where did she find... She does. Wait, what's it called?
We never have politicians trying to marry us. Saving Cheryl Hines. Oh, just Stahl's chair. Theory.
Just Stahl's there. Okay, and what's that first word? Just Stahl?
I don't know. Wait, do you know?
No!
Let me Google it.
Just Stahl's chair theory.
We should make Wikipedia pages for our ideas.
That's where you put... That's where we've been teasing that. I feel bad. The boys at home, and maybe they must know this already. We make promises on here. We're like, we're going to put that in the show notes. It's never there. But we talked about once making the bulletin, the Boys Club bulletin, which would be like a Catholic bulletin, but with like all of our stuff. And we could put our ideas for saving Cheryl Hines on there.
My mom said we should.
It's like, when is one of you going to make a meme called Shaving Cheryl Hines and send it to us?
We could do a Wikipedia page and it's Saving Cheryl Hines. And then it's like, Saving Cheryl Hines is an idea. originated
on the Boys Club podcast.
Okay, what is chair work in gestalt therapy?
Gestalt therapy.
Chair work is a psychotherapeutic technique that takes two basic forms. To start, two chairs, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. In the empty chair version, the patient sits in one chair and tries to imagine an important person or figure in their past, in their life, past, present, or future. Mm. Oh, you could do it with my son. I could do it with my son.
Your future son?
Yeah.
What about your future daughter?
I'll do that too.
What about your future child?
Yeah, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I know that we've just kind of been dropping, like, good opinions of such a low bar, like, masculinity isn't dead. But it's like, I just think, like, if I were to find out I was having a child, like, it would not change anything to know their gender. Because I would name
absolutely
them.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to give them a man's name regardless. I think that that's cute either way. Like, Roy.
Gregory.
Wouldn't that be fun for a girl? And you call her Greg.
No!
Don't you kind of think, though?
I think if she wanted to be a cis feminine woman, she would maybe not love being Greg.
There's just something always powerful about a man's name. Is this bad?
Masculinity is not dead.
That is a spectrum.
Yeah.
Have you watched Better Things on FX with Pamela Adlon?
I have not.
I just actually think you would really like it. It was
five Better seasons. Things?
I don't know that you would like it. I do think you would like it. But I think what's more important is that I think the structure of it is very interesting and unique. And all of her kids are named boy names, even though they are not.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any. With the Down South, they name people by their mom's maiden name a lot.
Their first names?
Yeah, so you'd be Grady. You'd be Grady Janda.
My nephew. No, that's not my nephew. My second cousin.
Is Grady Janda?
Is that. Grady Frat. Last name is like a married in name.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's a very Southern tradition.
That's interesting. I want to name my son John after my dad.
Okay.
And then I will call him JJ.
For John Jr.
For John Jr. And then John Janda.
Of course.
Which is my dad's name, technically. And then in Spanish class, they'll call him Hota Hota.
Hota Hota.
And they'll call me and they'll be like, Hota Hota was
is
amazing
that JJ?
In class. Yeah. Hota Hota.
Is Jay Hota? Yeah. Hota Ka. I remember that. Yeah.
Because when I was in Spanish class in high school, there was this kid named PJ. And his name was
A-B-C-D-E-F-E-H Hota Ka L-A-M-A-N-A-O-P-Q-R-S.
Why do you do this? How do you learn that? You learn that?
T. What's T? Ta? Tu? Tu?
Ta.
Ve. Doble V. I love doble V.
Why do you know all this?
X, Y, Zeta.
Country Day. Zeta?
Zeta.
Is a Spanish letter.
Izzy.
Wait, so you at Country Day had to learn the Spanish alphabet?
I learned Spanish from third grade to, I think, when I was a senior, maybe.
That's smart. We started with French, and then we're like, no one does this anymore. And then they switched it.
De La Salle.
Yeah.
They were trying to do French for you guys.
They were trying to make it happen.
And like, what if we made some rowdy, all Catholic boys learn French?
Okay, so I actually took French when I was at a co-ed K through 8 school.
Okay, my bad.
Sisters of Mercy, no problem.
The nuns were teaching you.
My teacher, her name was Madame Zinzer, and this was the woman that had an
Madame
amp.
Madame Zinzer, of course.
An amp with a microphone attached.
I forgot about her.
As Mary Beth Barone said on Pod, I've done stand-up shows that were less than that, which is valid. It's true.
That's so funny.
Because people would unplug her microphone. Not me. I'm not going to take a woman's voice
away. Oh my God. We had a teacher. So we, I already told you this, we had, for some reason, our art department at school was all really short. We had these two women, Miss Jones and Miss Gadawa.
And not married.
Well, I think Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Gadawa.
Oh.
And they were both really short, like legally short. Like, like under 5
That's
foot.
That's incredible.
Like maybe had to have like a special for cars might have been an issue. Anyway, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Really short. But people used to, because she was so short, they would grab the clock down and they would wind it forward so that we would be out of class earlier because she wouldn't. And she was just kind of didn't know. And she's like,
it worked.
Oh, I guess class is over. She was so Southern too. Y'all, time is flying.
Wait, we need to speak to this. Okay, so when you go to school, there's like two types of people. There are teachers that teach you normal things. And then people who are like, kind of have a specialty and found themselves in a school.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, this person, if they're going to teach you English, like there are math, like that's like a teacher. Like they went to school to teach. But then there's also like, oh, they're your gardening teacher. They own a farm and like needed a kind of something to do midday.
Yeah.
Or art. It's like, oh, they are an artist and needed to like actually get health insurance. And now they teach kids art.
Yeah. We had a science teacher. I also always love Down South. They say science.
Science.
We had a science teacher.
Science.
We're doing science today.
Gary Dorsett. I was the first gay guy he ever met.
Really?
Undoubtedly.
Gay science teacher.
No, I was the first gay guy I ever met.
Oh, he met you. You were the first gay guy he
who
met.
Who was my gardening teacher.
Gardening. Farming. That's, gardening, farming. That's so interesting.
I got science credit for it.
Science. But we had a science teacher who was, he was the fifth grade science teacher, and he just had like a bunch of animals in his classroom.
No.
And he would let kids take them home on the weekends.
No.
No. You could check out a hamster.
See,
and take it home. And like, I was like, my parents will fucking kill me if I show up off the bus with
how
a hamster.
How will you feed it?
Well, sometimes.
They would come back, they would die. They would starve to death. How many times?
I mean, I don't know that that was.
Fool me once, shame on me.
You think if a bunch of fifth graders are checking out various animals that never once one died in his 30 years of teaching?
Do they do inventory?
I don't know. It was like kind of like if you were his homeroom, it was like your job to like make sure the animals like got fed every day, which is like a fun thing to give fifth graders. But then he would like let them take them home on the weekends.
Wait, but like what if it bites you? Or do you know how Corona started? Like what if you know what I mean? Like they're so high risk.
One girl put a hamster on a Barbie car and sent it down the slide, and the G-force is really kind of done.
The hamster died.
Hamster died.
Shut up.
Yeah.
At school.
No, this was at home.
And then she bragged came about
in.
It?
No, she came in on the weekend, shook up, being like, the fucking gerbil died.
Wait, we need to speak extensively about this. Who was she? Can we Google her?
Yeah, she was a little bit older than me, and she's married now, I think.
Ugh.
Yeah, but yeah, she put this...
What was her age?
When it happened?
You said we're the same age, but I bet she's younger than me.
No. She might be a year older than you.
Really?
She graduated high school in 2012. Is that when you graduated high school?
No.
I thought you graduated in 2013.
2012.
Okay. She's your age then.
She's an old broad.
Oh my God, so you would have been a senior when I was a freshman.
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're precocious. I was just telling someone that you're precocious. Do you know that about yourself?
That I'm precocious? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People like don't know what that is. And it's like, well, you're not precocious. So you wouldn't know. Sorry.
Word of the day is precocious.
Yes. Wait, is that, but I was thinking, because like that's strange for you only because you are an athlete, that it's like you think that you would be the opposite.
That I'd be young for my, old for my.
Sometimes they do the thing where they hold people
back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like never really wanted to, I don't know. I always hated being the youngest because I was the youngest in my class. And I always hated that, but I kind of just was like, whatever, I guess I'm just going to, I don't know. My parents thought I was ready when I was 4 to go to kindergarten, and I kind of was. So I was precocious.
That's nice.
Yeah. But had I waited a year, I would have graduated into the pandemic. So.
Which would be bad, right?
Yeah. Just checking.
My brother did that. He graduated in the pandemic. You would have my brother's year.
Yeah, I guess so.
October 13th, 1997.
14th.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding
you. Your birthday wrong?
Just by a day.
Wait, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Literally no problem. It's so far away.
I'm sorry.
That's Damien's birthday. Shout out, Damien.
And it was Damien. Damien never talks to me anymore. Doesn't even care if I live or die.
That's not true.
Nope, doesn't care if I live
He's
or die.
He's very busy with his dog, I think. Ugh. You're literally going to see him tomorrow.
Am I?
Aren't you going to Maddie's?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, he'll be there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I bringing? Diet ginger ale.
Good for you. For You're not going to bring a big mug?
No, maybe I'll do that.
A 2-liter mug.
That's really, I'm really jazzed for that.
Me too.
It's so rare that you get invited to a dinner party after.
She's got some really exciting things on the menu too.
And she's cooking it all?
Oh yeah.
What can I do?
Bring your ginger ale.
And can yourself.
I think if you came and had a lovely time, that would mean the world to her.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to a dinner party tomorrow.
Yes. By sweet Maddie Peck.
Because none of you people at home even care.
Anyway. What else are we talking about?
Wait, can we talk about the girl? We need to speak about this girl that killed a gerbil.
Oh.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of questions. First off, that's embarrassing that you put it in a Barbie car and you were older than you.
Well, no, she was in fifth grade.
And you were in first grade.
Yeah.
Second grade.
I remember. So this needs to be cleared up. So when I was a kid, this was a practice that you could take these home. When I was older, she was like a, you know, when they have like older kids come speak to like, this is what high school's like or whatever.
Ari Raptus.
Somehow we
His
were getting.
His parents had a restaurant. It was Greek.
Well, somehow we were getting on to... Sorry, I'm taking up the whole couch, by the way.
No, do it.
We... Somehow it came up, and she, like, admitted that story to us. And we were all like, what? But then when she said it, I was like, I kind of remember that.
That's what you want when people come explain high school to you. Confessions. Confessions.
It's like, yeah, you know, Latin's hard, but also I killed a gerbil once. You guys remember those gerbils from science class? Remember when Miss Piggy didn't come back?
It's like when we do that, like, you know, those game shows that are like, every time y'all kiss, you lose $20,000 in the pot. Am I thinking of a specific game?
Is that too hot to handle?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Every time we name something, it's like, okay, now you gotta go in and edit it.
If we had a producer here who just like squirted us with a water gun every time we dropped a name.
That's Pavlov's dog.
Yeah. And then we just would stop.
Is that Pavlov's dog?
I think it's actually Pavlov's dog is usually positive reinforcement.
Oh, so they would, every time we
do something don't good, say a
name, they'd be like, hot beesh.
Here's a treat, yeah. We'd get like a little candy or something fun.
That's nice. That's
What's your
nice.
Favorite candy?
Why?
Tootsie Pops?
Like if nothing mattered, Rolos.
Aw.
Or like
I didn't know that about you. I love Rolos. Like
a black Milky White.
Now, what do you mean by if nothing mattered?
BetterHelp.com/boys club.
Promo code Nico is a therapist.
I think you'd be a great therapist. I just thought this was your
That's
roommate.
Very sweet.
Your roommate also would be a great therapist.
Yeah, he's very level-headed.
I always think about that thing that you said. What if it wasn't a game?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you said that?
Yeah.
Now, what if it's not a game? I think about that all the time.
Yeah, because I just realized today in therapy, so I have a past where somebody was playing games with me, and it's like, oh, that's why it feels weird. That's why I feel stressed when this person comes up because she played games with me.
Wait, can you, it doesn't need to be about this person. What are games?
Like saying something but not really meaning it and just doing it to get somebody's attention or like, you know, promising something but then like having an ulterior motive. Like always doing it just to like keep this person in your orbit rather than actually caring about that person's well-being. And it's like wanting to control you and like wanting to have you in their, like wanting their cake and eating it too, you know? Like, only moving from selfish motivation, but, like, keeping you on the line. Connor's having a real spiral about this.
I'm worried I do that.
That's okay.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
No, you can leave those there. I think, okay, that's really interesting. I think one problem that I have, I'm very guarded.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I'm just like not totally being forthcoming with information, but it's not that I'm trying to play games. I'm just like kind of like a guarded person who holds my cards close to my hot chest.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
But that's not the same as playing games.
Yeah, I would never lie about.
Like, I think we can cut all this, but I think that guy that you once dated was playing games with you.
No, he totally was.
Exactly.
Don't cut it. Leave it. Leave it. I know.
Let the record show.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's not a fun feeling because then you feel really unstable and it feels like, oh, I'm getting this wrong. I'm losing this game. Why am I always losing this game? Oh, because I don't want to be playing this game.
I think the worst part of that was that he only loved me when I loved him half. Mm. Like when I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
That's when they want you. That's games.
But I can't love like that. I love so full. Like I love you so full.
I know.
Could you imagine me having to not love you full?
I know.
What a waste of love that would be.
I know. I'm the same way though. Like I just come so earnestly to it. And then I felt like I was really fucked with because of that.
Wait, so we're being punished for having gorgeous,
real emotions.
Full hearts? Wait, bro. We're the best. And this goes back to
punished
yelling at the
for
kids.
Gorgeous full hearts.
It goes back to kindly fuck off. Where it's like, our fire is not extinguished yet.
I'm afraid somebody from the state of New Jersey is going to call and be like, so you were the guy that told our children to fuck off.
It'd be like, my dog was really upset. And my grandfather, who just fresh
God,
back from war,
soul.
Holding his musket, was so upset. Hasn't put it down in years. Wait, we can't cut this. I love this part. Keep it in.
No, keep it in. Keep it in. Where are we? Oh my God. We are really just about to be at an hour. Beautiful.
That's good.
I'm trying to think if there's any other. What do we have coming up? We have a show on the 27th of June.
Can you guys like? Would it kill you to come? Would it kill you to buy a ticket?
I know. Come to our shows. We're gonna drop the ticket price for the next one. We've decided.
We're very funny. I don't understand.
Yeah. Just peek behind the curtain. When we first started, our ticket price was higher because that was working, and then now we're gonna drop it so more people can come. So hopefully, if you've felt that that was a barrier to entry. Now it's not. We don't want that to be the case for anybody. What?
Meow.
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 What are you actually, let's do this. Are you looking forward to Pride Month?
Meow.
It's this episode,
yes, right?
You don't have to say yes.
Am I looking forward to Pride Month? No, I want to go to Fire Island. Do you want to go to Fire Island?
I do. We've been talking about it. We should go for a day.
You're playing games.
I'm not playing games.
You only say that.
This is the problem. This is the problem with us. We both want to do this. Neither of us is a planner. We need somebody to plan.
Oh, you're so right.
Like, I'm really good at planning like work stuff. I'm not good at planning trips.
I know. We need to find someone to plan it.
Yeah.
Who needs a task? Okay. If boys at home, if you want to go to Fire Island and you want to plan
and
it.
And you're a task achiever.
We'll go with you.
Give us a call. But are you excited otherwise? Yes, we should go to Fire Island.
Am I excited for Pride? I am excited. I made sure I wasn't working on the day of the D March.
Nice.
I'm excited for June. Pride Month stresses me out, and I think it stresses me out in the same way that like New Year's Eve stresses me out, in that it's like there's a lot of expectations around this.
Yeah.
And it's like, let go.
What I love about Pride Month is it's like a month of partying, as if gay people aren't doing that all year round.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's a chaos. I don't like chaos.
Yeah. It is definitely like a party holiday.
I know. Like I was thinking today, like, I love October, September, and fall.
Yeah.
Summer actually stresses me out, kind of.
Summer's a lot.
But it's not going anywhere.
It's just starting. It's actually not even started yet.
I know. So it's like, maybe like let go and like be happy.
We're going to have a great summer. I'm feeling that. We're going to have a great summer.
Can you try to be happy? I think that's from a movie. I don't know.
Did I say that to you just now?
No, someone said it.
Oh, okay.
In a movie.
I was gonna say. I hope I didn't just say that.
Should try to be. No. Oh wait, no. You can say that.
You should try to be happy. That feels so. That feels like a something somebody says to a depressed person who doesn't understand them. Can you just try to be happy?
Like playing games.
Yeah. Wait. Pride Month. What was I gonna say about Pride Month? No, I'm excited for it though. Where are you? I'm gonna go. Well, it will have already gone by the time this goes out. But that nowadays dance party.
Where is nowadays?
I was worried for you because it does start at 10 p.m. and it is deep into Bushwick.
What day is it?
Saturday.
I feel like I should go for like an hour or like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it is. The tickets are like $30, so no pressure.
It's lesbians?
That's what it's been advertised as.
Will they be mad at me?
I don't think so.
I won't try to be in anyone's way.
Don't be in anybody's way.
I do want to go. I like, I'm intrigued by that. We go dancing once every other fiscal quarter.
Yeah.
And I want to be a part of it.
True. Yeah.
I just sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh no, I feel like everyone at home thinks less of me
because you sneezed.
They're like, that was ugly.
No, it was a masculine sneeze.
Really, bro? Thanks, man. That's crazy, dude. Shit, dude.
All right, well, boys at home, we're thrilled for you guys to have a great Pride Month kicking it off. It is June, what is this coming out? June 4th?
Third.
June 3rd.
That's not right.
No, that is right.
Are we out on Tuesdays?
Mondays.
You're right. It's June 3rd.
Get a grip. June 3rd. Yeah, we have our next live show is going to be on the 27th. Tickets to that will be out soon.
All queer lineup.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, enjoyed your Pride Month. Thanks for listening. Anything else?
Boys, be kind to yourselves.
Be kind to yourselves.
Don't play games. Stop playing games.
Don't play games. And rate and review the podcast and give us some love and sound off in the comments or something. I don't know. Engage. We would love to hear from you guys.
Be really careful.
But also be careful.
Be careful.
All right, Connor. I love you.
I love you.
What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.